But we're going to continue in our study of 1 Peter, and today we're looking at verse 3. And this series of messages is simply titled Salvation and the Call to Holiness. Salvation and the Call to Holiness. Verse 3 says this: All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and now we live with great expectation. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, those opening words of that verse, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the entire reason, I think, that we founded this radio station. Worship Radio 247 was founded for that very reason, because we want to give all praise and all worship to God our Father through Jesus Christ. Why? Because of what He does and what He has done for us all. You see, Peter then goes on to say, it is by His great mercy that we have been born again. We think, you know, that we make a decision. We think that it is us that says, okay, yeah, I hear now. I hear the gospel. And I believe it. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in God the Father. I believe in the Holy Spirit. And therefore, I want Jesus to come into my life. It's my decision. I want Him to come into my life. Look, He's knocking at my door, and I am letting Him in. I'm opening up the door of my heart and allowing God to come flowing into my life. It's not our decision at all, beloved. It is by His great mercy, the Bible tells us, by His great mercy that we are born again of the Spirit of God. It is because He has decided that He wants to give us that opportunity. And I believe this, beloved, I believe this so, so much, that He gives all of us an opportunity. He gives every single one of us an opportunity to give our lives to Him. But many of us turn away. Many of us say no. Many of us walk away from that invitation. It's almost like getting an invitation to a party. You might look at that invitation and think, oh, I'm not going around there. You're joking. That will be awful. That party is going to be like a geek weekend. No, thank you. I really don't want to go there. And that's the point. So many people think, beloved, that becoming a Christian is really geeky. That people are weirdos. And what doesn't help is the way sometimes that Christianity is portrayed in films and on television, in different soap operas. Christians, when they're portrayed in soap operas and on film, they're quite often made out to look quite weird, and very wimpy, and very nerdy. Beloved, if those people only knew a quarter, if only they knew a fraction of what it means to take up your cross and to follow Christ. It isn't something that is incredibly easy to do. As people on this radio station are testifying day in, day out, that issues that I deal with, they need to deal with. And issues that I deal with, beloved, I need to deal with. Most every time I bring you a message, most every time when I say put your hand up, listen, I'm putting my hand up too, because I'm making this journey with you. I'm being open and honest with you, and I'm telling you how it is from my heart, from deep down within my heart. I only had a message from somebody, a guy called Lee, this very day, who told me how blessed he was on my message on fear and rejection. It set him alight. It has set him on a new path. Beloved, that's what the gospel is for. You see, this journey that we go on, this journey that we've decided to take, this journey is arduous, it's difficult, it's rough. And the way I picture it is walking up or climbing up Mount Zion instead of going on the freeway to Las Vegas and to an easy life. We're climbing up this dusty, dusty track that is full of brambles that need to be cut down. And it's hard. And we make a mistake and we fall off the mountain and we have to start again on that same journey, walking up that mountain once again until we get to the zenith. It's tough. And you've got to be tough to be able to do it. But where is the reward? The reward is seeing the face of our beloved Jesus. To see him as he shines with his shining raiments. Being refined like fire. Just to know that we are being refined in the furnace and all the rubbish is being taken off us. We are being finely tuned and we are looking toward holiness, to being set apart for our God, our Father. We're looking for holiness. We're looking for refinement. And to make the journey that little bit easier, what does God our Father do? I'll tell you. He shines his love down on us and fills us full of his peace and full of his Holy Spirit so that we begin to know what it is to have inaccessible joy, a joy that you cannot access unless you have the Father deep within your heart and your soul. What a reward. An awesome, awesome reward, beloved. Salvation. And to the call that we receive to become more and more holy. Set apart. Set apart for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this message. I thank you for the way you are changing lives by those that listen to this radio station, Lord, through this ministry. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Lord God, thank you. We're going to continue worshiping now.